Locker room chats continuing here on 92.1 KMZA as we continue to talk Centralia basketball, now joined by boys head coach, that is Cole Aldifer, presented by Community Healthcare System, also Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Wanklin Oil Company. Coach, Tuesday night, your team went on the road, saw the number two ranked team in Class 2A in St. Mary's, and the Bears certainly seem to be no joke. 92-52, the final score. You know, just kind of take us through that ball game and what you saw from your team.
You know, some grit and some toughness, you know, despite the score. You know, we knew kind of going in that we were kind of outmatched as far as, you know, standing toe-to-toe with them. And we had to do things and control the ball on the offensive end. And we knew we had to run them off the three-point line. And the problem with that is, you know, the three-point line isn't the three-point line for them. It's another 6 feet beyond the three-point line. And, you know, they got hot and stayed hot despite what, you know, our best efforts. And Coach Bradley is he's got a thing going there, and they're doing a good job with those guys. And you know, we kind of joked after the game that you know, they always have kind of a breakout game against us as far as shooting goes. And you know, last night was kind of a extension of the last few years. You know, they've hit 16 and 14 threes on us respectively in the last 2 years, and then, you know, I think it was 18 last night. So it was we were in for a tough fight, but the guys didn't give up, and we continued to improve on areas that we needed to improve on, and St. Mary's exposed some areas that we didn't know we needed to work on, and now we do. So, you know, it was still a good game for us.
Yeah, you kind of mentioned as well, going into my next point, is, you know, even when it looked out of hand through the first three quarters, your team certainly fought in the fourth quarter, and they certainly weren't going away.
Yeah, we try to get everybody in and a little bit of playing time, but, you know, our group's not going to quit, you know, no matter who they're playing or where they're playing or, you know, where, whatever, but they continued to try to get better, and that was our thing, you know, timeouts and halftime and things like that is dead balls. You know, let's work on this. Let's try to get better at this. And, you know, I thought our pick and rolls improved, you know, on both ends of the floor, you know, defense and offense. And there's some things that we took away from it, you know, from a film standpoint that we need to work on, stay exposed, like I said, and which is good because, you know, I don't know that they would have been exposed until it was too late. So it was still some positives to come out of it.
And you see a lot of teams that are so good in the TVL. You look at the top, Hanover, a lot of other teams up there, you guys as well. But when you look at that St. Mary's team, is that the best team you've played this season?
Oh, hands down. They would, they would by far, you know, if Hanover went toe-to-toe with them, the way these guys shoot, you know, it would be closer, obviously, you know, because, you know, Hanover's got some athletes. But that was by far the best team we've seen and we'll probably see again.
Another team that has some athletes certainly is Valley Heights. That's your next opponent coming up. You'll get them at home on Friday. You know, they're feeling pretty good. They're coming off a win against Lynn, 56-41. Trenton LeCure kind of goes under the radar because, you know, for Valley Heights, it hasn't got, you know, equated to a lot of wins this season, just 4-12. But he poured in 27 on Tuesday at Lynn, and certainly one of the more talented guards in the league. And, you know, they seem to be playing a little bit better right now and certainly could be a challenge this week.
Oh, absolutely. You know, absolutely. You know, it's important for us to work on us. But, you know, Valley Heights, with that being said, is they've flown under the radar, you know, this whole year. And they're playing hard and they're a scrappy group. They're all about the same size. They kind of remind me a lot of similarities as far as Wetmore goes, as far as how you know, they are as far as gritty and diving on the floor, and they want to pressure you and get up and on the floor, and we got to negate some of that and control the pace and play basketball how we know how.
That is Centralia boys basketball coach Cole Alder for joining us here again, presented by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Wanklin Oil Company. Coming off a loss against one of the best in 2A at St. Mary's on Tuesday, they're back at home on Friday welcoming in Valley Heights for another TVL showdown. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck on Friday, and we will talk to you again next week.
I appreciate it. Thanks.